Welcome back to the MetaMinds podcast.
My name's Eamon.
And my name is Dan, and this is where we help you unlock the life of your dreams.
So Dan, I noticed that your energy has been, you know, pulled different ways recently from a few different things. Can you tell me about that?
I don't think I feel comfortable telling you about that, but I think I will on a podcast. So no, it's been interesting to notice it. Like the thing that just comes to mind is like protect your energy at all costs, right? And I guess there's a few instances that I've noticed it. In particular, it's like certain client presentations. I was noticing that over time that was starting to have a drain on me. And I guess the word for that is like transference. That's like the technical term where I was like,
yeah, you've used it a few times.
Yeah. Like taken on some of the energy, some of the language even, and just some of the like outlooks of particular like client presentations. And like, I guess I was internalizing them, was not aware of it at all until recently. But I think what I am aware of the most is with friendships, right? Like there's been so many instances in the past where I've like cut off friends, and then I've kind of been like a bit critical of myself and been like, you know, oh, why am I cutting people out? Why am I doing this? But then I guess it like makes so much sense, right? Because as you're maturing and as you're changing and developing, and potentially people aren't developing or they're going in a different direction, it just makes sense why you would create the distance. And there's no like animosity there between previous friendships, but I guess like that's a great example of like I was noticing in the past certain people I'd hang out with would significantly impact on my energy, and when I cut them out or disconnected from them, I noticed that that shifted the way I felt about things. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. What about you?
Well, I've never seen anybody like be impacted so deeply from that, and like I wonder where that comes from for you, because like you have been like savage with, you like, oh yeah, I just cut that person off, I don't hang out with them anymore. And that's like a foreign concept to me. And then, yeah, I don't know, you kind of like felt like they were, I don't know, wasting your time, or like, where did that come from, do you think?
I think it comes from a lot of layers. Probably moving around so much when we were younger, like I had a lot of friendships that would form and then would dissipate, right? Because of like, we'd move or something would come up or whatever. So like that, I was always kind of on rocky legs as such, where like I never really had consistent long-term friendships, because they were just, you know, logistics of us moving, and we just wouldn't stay in touch, or I wouldn't stay in touch with these people, they wouldn't stay in touch with me. And I guess it's like I had a big breakdown with like immediate family, and like that was the point for me where I started to realize it's like, just because these people are family, they're treating me like crap, making me feel terrible. And yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter who they are. Wow, my throat. Yeah, it doesn't matter like who they are. If they're treating you poorly, they're treating you poorly, right? Doesn't matter what the relationship is. And that to me was a very clear indicator where it's like, but I'm like forcing myself to be around these people because they're family, and the notion is like blood is thicker than water, right? So like you stay in that, and a lot of people, a lot of my clients, a lot of people I connect with, like they'll just do, oh, but they're family, you have to stick around them. You know, they're family. And it's like, yeah, but if people treat you bad, they treat you bad, right? It's like, if they're making you feel crap, if like, I remember going into the situation where I'd feel like, you know, 100% or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, I'm on top of things, feeling really great. And then every time I'd leave that dynamic, I would feel lesser because of the way that they would talk to me, the language, the pressure they'd put on me.
I mean, you are less than most people though. So.
Well, yeah. But like, you know, that's just how it is, I guess. But yeah, I guess that's what I can put it down to. And I would say like, I'm quite protective of the people. Like I would say I'm a good friend and I'm there for people. And if people treat me right, then I'm going to be loyal as F, right? Yeah. Like I'm there for people. If people are there for me, I'm there for them. But I guess it's just when like a buildup of issues come to head and I'm like, this isn't cool. This is draining me and these people are treating me poorly.
Well, yeah, it's a real thing. And I suppose that's the point of this podcast, is just like being aware of it, because a lot of people aren't aware of it. And it's so easy to go unaware of it. But like transference is real. It's like when somebody yawns next to you, you yawn. Like when somebody laughs near you, it's going to make you laugh, you know? Right. So transference is a real thing. And when somebody is sad and negative and miserable around you and isn't pushing themselves, doesn't have life goals, like any of these things, like that's going to impact you. That's going to come back on you as well. So, you know, and I've done this a lot where it's like, I spend so much time, almost like sunk cost fallacy vibes, where you're like, well, no, like, but I believe in this person. And like, you know, I've spent so much time with them and they've been in my life for this long and I really see the potential in them. And it's just like, dude, people aren't going to change unless they want to change, dude. So like, it's not your job to fix other people. Like, this is maybe a different topic, but like,
yeah,
it just gets to the point where it's like, your energy is the most important, which is what you were saying.
Yeah, protect it.
Yeah. And it's just like, yeah, if you're spending your time like trying to bring other people up and it's like, you know, there's maybe some people pleasing tendencies for me in there. I know you've dealt with that in the past as well, where it's like, that's like providing value to other people. And I want to see other people like thrive and do their best. But it's like, pick the right people to do that too. If you do have the tendency to do, like you, for example, I'm like, oh dude, I want to help you with your Facebook ads. Like, let's go. Like, I'll do anything for you. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, like I just like helping you grow. And yeah, but if I was doing that with someone else that didn't want to grow, that didn't actually care to, you know, be where they wanted to be, then they're just going to suck that energy out of you.
Right.
You're not going to get anything in return out of it, except it's just going to, yeah, bring, like take from your energy. So
yeah, 100%.
You are the average of the five people you may spend time with. And it's like,
yeah,
oversaid, but it's just so true.
It is.
And yeah, especially in the last like year or two for me, like I've spent my time pursuing more high value relationships, which as we've discussed, there is an issue with that in that, you know, the more high value people you try and hang out with, the less available they are because high value people are busy people.
They're doing things, yeah.
So there's an issue that comes with that. But still like, you know, yeah, I hung out with a friend that I haven't seen in a while on Saturday night.
You're not allowed to do that outside of me,
eh? Oh, I see. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, all right, that's the end of the podcast. No.
Okay.
And oh my God, man, it was just so refreshing because we're on the same page. We're like peers. We do the same thing in the industry. And just the whole time, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Cool, right. I'm not crazy. Like there are other people out here like me. And it brought my energy way up and like reaffirmed my identity, which is a really positive thing. But like, that just shows again that if it's just like, if you hang out with someone that's the opposite, that's like way below you, and that's like a bad way to frame it, but like, you know, doesn't have the same values as you is a better way to frame it, then they're going to take your values from you, dude. So
that's it. There's a lot of research into like the electromagnetic field that's produced from our hearts. And they say,
all right, we're getting woo woo now.
No, but like, it's a real thing, dude. Like the way that our heart produces energy, it creates like a field outside of us. And like the research shows that when we're within a certain distance of other people's electromagnetic fields, we pick up on that energy. We pick up on that vibration, that rhythmic beat of the heart. And so if you think about it, like when you're depressed, when you're anxious, when you're angry, when you're in all these different states, your heart rate is going to change, right? The way that your body, your physiology changes in those states is going to be different. So if you think about it in that way, when you're like spending time with someone who's vibrating or producing a different rhythmic beat to their heart, like let's say depression, right? It's more of a slower kind of like isolated beat, right? Because typically when you're depressed, you isolate yourself, you pull yourself away from people and you don't get exposed to stimulation. So therefore you're like curling into a ball as such. So that kind of vibration is very disconnected potentially from someone who's really optimistic, really excited, really driven. So when you're in that space with that person, you're then taking on that rhythmic beat. And like, that's what I guess I was saying when I'm like around people, if I pick up on like them being in a particular state, like you can pick up on it. You like people talk about it all the time. You can feel it. Like you can feel when something's off. You can feel when you're with someone and someone just has a shift. You know, like if you're, I feel like everyone's got that intuition. Everyone's got a different level of that intuition, but you can pick up on it. Like there've been clear moments in my life where I've been around someone. And I'm like, you can notice that shift in someone. And that's something that's undeniable. No matter how strong your mind is, your body's going to pick up on that. And so like that, I think has a huge impact as well.
All right. So let's say this idea is like resonating with someone. What do I go and do about it if most of my friends, I feel like maybe I'm a little bit more motivated, a little bit more driven, but most of the people, just because of the environments that I've been in, like my workplace, my friends are from school or whatever it is, like they're all the same, like, but they're on a potentially like lower energy than I am. And even my family, they're all quite negative. Like, what do I do about that? Like, I can't just cut everyone out, can I?
Well, no, not immediately. I think it's, we talk about it a lot, right? But it's like the awareness is the first step. If you start to notice that when you're around these people, it's having an impact on you, but that's a very good indicator, right? Like if regularly, if every single time you're seeing these people and it's having an actual impact on you, like it's a lingering effect that's staying with you and you're feeling lower, you're feeling sad, you're feeling critical of yourself, and that's staying for a while, then I guess you just have to ask yourself, you know, what value is this bringing to me? Is this worth the trade-off? You know, am I okay to impact myself to be there for someone? Because obviously there's situations where people go through heartbreak, they go through loss, they go through really deep, heavy stuff. So yeah, they're a good friend. You stick by them, right? Because that's what friendship is. But if these people are always like this and there's a history of it for years and it's not changing and they're pulling you down, then I guess it just comes down to the reassessing, right? It doesn't mean you have to cut them off, but maybe you have to distance yourself. Maybe you have to reassess your values and see if they align with you. And then I guess it's just about that question, right? Because it's never easy to set a boundary. It's never easy to cut someone out. But if you keep putting yourself in that situation without questioning it, then that's detrimental to you and your body, right? So I guess it's just like a journey, really. Like, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? Like, have you got to points where you've kind of gone, oh, I need to distance myself from X person or from X situation?
Well, yeah, I haven't been as savage as you, but it has been good to see you be savage because I've taken inspiration from that. Because it's like, I guess I wasn't operating from the point of view of like, oh, if people aren't serving you in your life, you can just not have a relationship with them.
Right.
Like, doesn't matter what the capacity of your relationship with them is already. And so that, like, you know, allowed me to open my mind and view other possibilities. And so I have done that in the last year and a half or so, you know, cut out like 2 to 3 to 4 people that have been in my life for 10 plus years.
Mm. I made the cut, guys.
Yeah. For now, man. Yeah. Nah. But it did take quite a number, maybe a whole year of deliberation before I decided. And it was more of a slow progression of taking the person out of my life. It wasn't just like no contact anymore. And if they hang out, it's just like, I'm busy, like, you know, but yeah. But then when they do, if they do, you know, reach out, it's like, what are you up to? It's just like, you do decide. I am very, very, very careful now. It's just like, well, I could hang out with that person or I could do the plethora of other things that I enjoy doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which are going to raise my energy, or I could like hang out with Dan or another high value friend, which is going to, you know, if they're available.
Yeah, right, right.
So,
yeah, it's important. Yeah, because like you said there, it's definitely not at all a reactive process. You should not just go, oh, I've had one bad day with this person, I'm going to never talk to them again, right? Like, I think about previous experiences where I've had issues with people, and the most important thing is to address that with the person, right? You don't just like ghost them and disappear. Like, that's the most important thing. If you can have that conversation, hey, you know, just so you know, this is how you're making me feel. I do enjoy spending time with you, but I just want you to be aware that this is what my experience is. That's obviously the most important thing. But what I've found in the past is I've done that a couple of times now, probably about 3 times with different people, and they change for about a month and then they just go back to their default, right? And in those situations, I've raised it again, right? So I've raised it twice and then it's gone back to the same pattern. And again, it goes back to what you said earlier on, where it's like, you can't force someone to change.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, why am I, like, this isn't my pet project, you know?
Yeah.
Why do they're not my child? I don't need to work on it, right? It's like, this is an adult human being who's deciding after feedback to continue to be the same way towards you.
Yeah.
Do they not value you clearly as a person if they're not willing to make those compromises for you?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect, right? If someone gives me feedback. Well,
but also changing is really hard.
Oh, 100%.
And they just might not be a good fit for you.
100%. Yeah. So I guess that's important, right? Like, being aware of that. And yeah, it's all about time. You don't want to like rush into it and just go, I'm just going to cut them off immediately. The most common response that people do is they distance themselves, right? And then they see how the person responds. So if you distance yourself and that person makes the effort to catch up with you, for example, then it's like, okay, well, they must value me more than I thought they did potentially. So, but I think it's all
like
about
a passive relationship. And it's just like,
right.
Yeah. What are we doing here?
But it is all about that. And I framed it as like, protect your energy at all costs, because you know, like, we all know that difference when we're with someone who tops us up and when we're with someone who drains us. There's a very clear difference, and you know it when you leave that person. You know the lingering effects of it. Sometimes it's more subtle, and especially if they're narcissistic, it could be manipulative and hard to pick up on. But if we're talking about like a clear distinction between I feel good when I see that person and leave, and I feel drained and crap, it's like the evidence is right there, right? If that's hurting you and the way you're feeling, potentially that could have something to do with you and how you're responding to them as well. That's another real possibility.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
right?
That's a whole other thing in terms of like, you could reflect on yourself.
Right.
It could be things that you're bringing to the table that you're actually, you know, that's a whole different thing. But
100%.
Yeah.
And detachment's a big one, right? Like, maybe you're taking things personally. Maybe you're taking it as like, oh, well, they don't ask me about me because they don't care about me. Maybe the reality is, well, you're not actually trying to talk about yourself. Maybe you're not opening up the space to talk about yourself, whatever it may be. So Yeah.
All right, we're going to jump into another segment here where I call my parents and cut them off because they're negative. No, I love you guys. But yeah, like, just, I guess, like, to round it out from my point of view, like, consider being more savage because this is your life, dude.
Mm.
And, or dudette, you know?
Yeah, dudette, yeah.
And you only get one of them as far as we know.
Mm.
So...
In this form, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll come back as a dolphin, but you're like so free. You don't operate under capitalism under that. But like, yeah, like, do you really want to be spending your time with that person? Or like, do you really like the energy that you're taking on from that person or from those people or from those clients or,
right,
you know,
or from that relationship,
anyone
or whatever?
Yeah. It's just something to consider. That's all. Hopefully you've gotten some value out of this episode.
And if you have, then please make sure to give us a 5-star review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to, and we will talk to you in the next one.